We sometimes ask people, do you remember a certain event, or because we think they may have forgotten. But a lot of times, we just think that an event was important, or we want to share something, and we're not thinking that they don't remember. We're just mentioning that. Like in school, you might say, do you remember the fun we had playing tricks on Mr. Newman? Or you might say, remember the sneaky Delmer who stole some of our class money? So, you know, it's not that we think they forgot. We're just talking together about them. We had a rallying cry in our country once, remember the Alamo? So it wasn't because we thought people forgot, but just a rallying cry. Well, the scriptures also use the term remember, meaning to be mindful of something, to keep it in your minds. It's important. The book of Deuteronomy is often called the second law, or the second giving of the law, where Moses speaks to the people at the end of the 40 years wandering in the wilderness. You know, this Deuteronomy's about things Moses wants them to remember. He tells them, he recites to them many, many things. Now the people he's talking to, how long has he known them? How long have they known Moses? Their whole life. The people he's talking to are the ones who wandered in the wilderness. Unless they were kids, when they first went into the wilderness, they may not have known Moses for the first few years of their life. But these people, and Moses had known all these people for these many, many years. And as they're preparing to enter Canaan, there are certain things he wants to mention to them. Let this affect your life. You're going to go into Canaan, and I'm not going to go with you, Moses is telling them. I can't go. But you're all going to go. Joshua's going to be your leader. And when you go in, I want you to keep these things in mind. So our lesson will basically be from the book of Deuteronomy, and not too many different chapters we'll be looking at even in the book of Deuteronomy. First, Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, you say, well, how could you ever forget this? And they aren't going to forget it. But Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 15 says, you shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. The Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So, one thing that he wants them to keep in mind, wants them to remember something about Egypt. And the thing he wants them to remember, you were slaves in Egypt. You were a slave in Egypt. Well, of course, this is not something new. It's not something news to them. It's not something they could have possibly have forgotten. They were slaves in Egypt. You're going to go into Canaan, you're not going back to Egypt. I want you to remember that. What was it like in Egypt? Well, let's look at how it's worded in Exodus chapter 1. Like I say, we'll be mainly in the book of Deuteronomy. We'll turn a little bit to find, remind us of some things. Exodus chapter 1. And we'll just begin in verse 8. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, behold, the people of Israel are too many and too mighty for us. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply. And if war breaks out, they join our enemies and fight against us and escape from the land. Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens. They built for Pharaoh store cities, Python, Ramses. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread abroad. And the Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel. So they ruthlessly made the people of Israel work as slaves, and made their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and brick, and in all kinds of work in the fields, and all their work, they ruthlessly made them work as slaves. Egypt was not a pleasant time. You were slaves there, and it wasn't just that you were slaves that you couldn't flee, that you couldn't go next door or something, but it was bitter. It's hard work. They were ruthless to you. They put taskmasters over you. So these things they needed to remember about Egypt. And God brought them out. Remember that they were slaves, and God, what does we use the word free? I don't have room enough to write brought them out. We'll just say free. God brought you out. They should need to remember that. Not by military might, but they walked out. And when they walked out, they walked through the Red Sea on dry land. Remember that? You're slaves in Egypt, and God freed you. God brought you out on dry land. What did their fathers remember? They start wandering in the wilderness. They went to Sinai and they got, and after they left Sinai, they're wandering in the wilderness again toward the land of Canaan. They don't have plenty of water. They don't, not satisfied with the food. You know what they remembered? Well, let's turn and see what they remembered. Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11, beginning with verse 4. Now the rabble that was among them, and this is right after they left Sinai. They've not been there for years and years. They've been left Egypt about 2 years ago. God freed them. Here's what they remember. Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there's nothing at all but this manna to look at." They remembered Egypt. But what did they remember about Egypt, their fathers? "We remember that we had meat to eat there. We had melons and cucumbers and all the good things." What? That's not what Moses told them to remember it. He's going to remember that you were slaves in Egypt. Remember God led you out of Egypt. Not remember how great it was there. Sometimes some things are so amazing, you say. That's what their focus would be. Well, Moses is telling them in the book of Deuteronomy some things that they need to remember and keep track of. A second thing I want us to notice in Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 17. This is, they're in the wilderness, just across the river from the Jordan. They're ready to go in. Joshua's ready to lead them in, but Moses is speaking to them first. You need to keep that context in mind. Verse 17, "If you say in your heart, 'These nations are greater than I, how can I dispossess them?'" Okay, Moses says, if you're worried, how are you going to take care of these nations? How are you going to go into Canaan and take over? Verse 18, "You shall not be afraid of them, but you shall remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt." Remember what? Remember Pharaoh. We're still remembering Egypt. But I want you to remember about Pharaoh. What happened to Pharaoh? Pharaoh was enjoying his sleep? No. There were plagues that were brought upon Pharaoh. Plagues came upon Pharaoh. Pharaoh was the mightiest nation. He was in charge of the greatest nation at that time. Canaan wasn't a great nation. Pharaoh, Egypt, remember Egypt and Pharaoh? That was a great nation. How did you get out of there? God led you out. Remember that. Don't forget that. Of course, they know it, and it's not something that they didn't know. They know that they didn't get out because they had a big army and that they defeated the Egyptians and therefore got out. They know that they didn't just walk out because they said, we're going to protest, we're going to walk out, and you can't stop us. No. The Lord basically brought Egypt to its knees. You remember what the wise man of Pharaoh said? Exodus chapter 10. This isn't even the last plague, but after a few plagues, you remember the wise man of Pharaoh? His magicians could do the same thing, turn water to blood. Okay, we can do that. Or the first few, bring frogs up. We can do that. But we get into chapter 10 of Numbers. Chapter 10 and verse 7. Pharaoh's servant said to him, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not yet understand that Egypt is ruined? Pharaoh, Egypt. They were ruined. God ruined them so that you could leave. You worried about going into Canaan? What can God do? You think God can help you? If you remember what he did to Egypt and to Pharaoh, can he help you here? So Moses is wanting them to think in those terms as they're ready to go into the land of Canaan. Chapter 8. Chapter 8 and verse 2. You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. How did the people know where to go in the wilderness? God led them. Remember the wilderness. And the leading of God, while you're in that wilderness. For 40 years. What have they learned? Well, they should learn how did they get food? They had to constantly grow crops. No, they didn't have to grow anything, did they? You had to go fishing all the time, so you had something to eat. No, they didn't go fishing. Where'd they get their food? In the wilderness, God provided food for them. Food in the wilderness? Yeah, food in the wilderness. They didn't have to kill anything. They didn't have to really hunt for it. They'd go out and pick it up. It's there for you every day. And then they wanted meat. Well, how are you going to get meat for all these people, for a couple million people in the desert? Not a desert meaning sand and dried up, but meaning nobody living here. There's no store to go by that. There's not enough animals running around here that you're going to be able to kill rabbits and deer and things to feed them. How are you going to get meat? That can't. What are you going to do? Bring all the fish from the sea here? So God provided for them meat. Quail, remember? Quail took so much that they didn't just eat it 1 or 2 days, but for a whole month until it's coming out of their nose, as the expression goes. God provided you bread, provided you meat in the wilderness. What happened to your clothes? What happened to your sandals? Why didn't kill sheep and make... No, they didn't kill sheep. They didn't have to make new clothes. They don't constantly have to get new shoes. They didn't wear out 40 years in a row, but wear out. How's that possible? God, is that possible? Have they been humble? Do they understand that the Lord was testing them and that the Lord was providing for them? That they need to keep his commandments. What happened to the ones who rebelled? Well, let's look at chapter 8 a little farther down. And read from verse 11. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you've eaten and are full and built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply, your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness, with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that they might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and my hand hath gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers as of this day. Need to remember, God gives them the power, we'll write the whole thing, power to get wealth. Was it their own great ability that caused them to be wealthy and have plenty of flocks and so forth? Their own great, well, we've done this, nobody helped us, we did this all on our own. They need to remember that God was giving them the power they had, the health they had, the strength they had, the ability to wander through the wilderness. And that sometimes he had to discipline them because they were not obedient. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7. Remember and do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness. From the day you came out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. They need to remember that. Remember they have been rebels, rebellious to against the Lord. How did it work out for them? When they rebelled against the Lord, how did that work out? They said, well, we can do what we want to do. What were some of the consequences? Well, verse 8 says, even at Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, and the Lord was so angry with you that he was ready to destroy you. Remember that? God said to Moses, let me destroy them all. Why would God go and destroy them? Because they're rebellious. These people don't want to obey God's command. Remember that? Moses pleaded for you, and so God did not destroy you. Remember the spies gave a bad report? Remember why you wandered in the wilderness for 40 years? Because you rebelled, and that's why you're in the wilderness still. And now you're ready to go into Canaan, but that's why you're still in the wilderness. That's what happened to all your fathers. They all died here in the wilderness because of rebellion. Remember that God sometimes sent plagues and killed a lot of you? That he sent snakes sometimes that bit a lot of you and killed you? You remember what your rebelliousness accomplished? Moses wants them to remember this. Remember what happened to Korah and his company when they rebelled? Earth opened up, swallowed them. Remember that? Okay. Think in terms of what it was like when you rebelled against the Lord. There's several other times Moses mentions things he wants them to remember. And a lot of times he starts with, remember you were a slave in Egypt. Therefore, I want you to behave in a certain way. So he mentioned that, you know, just several times. He wants them to remember this. Egypt is one of the things to remember for the Israelites. Generation after generation, remember that, and it will affect how you live. Now the point of the lesson. Us. Were we ever in slavery? Spiritual slavery? we need to remember that. We were in sin, no way out. No way for us to get out. Could we forgive our own sins? There was no way. The way was God freed us from the sin. That is something to remember. We were slaves to sin. No way with our own might, our own power. Could we defeat Satan, the enemy? Get out of that. Was it bitter? Hopefully we see it was. What was it going to lead to? Was bitter, certainly. But God freed us. Great power, Satan, had control of us. Should be viewed, we should view it as bitter, hard taskmaster. Was Pharaoh, was Satan going to provide us anything good, or was it going to be bad for us? We can consider ourselves yet in the wilderness, needing to remember these things. Have we reached the promised land? They had not yet reached the promised land. They had these messages. Do we have messages? Do we have good messages for us? Do we have things we should remember? We got a good message here to remember. In the wilderness, they're receiving this message. They need to think about it. They need to remember these things. Are we in control? That we have the power to say, I can accomplish this. I can do this. And whatever I have is mine because of what I've done. Or should we realize that God gives us the power to get what we have? Get wealth. Whatever we have, who has enabled us to provide that? They didn't see it, did they? What did they remember? They remembered the good things in Egypt. They had meat. They had cucumber. What might we remember? Good times we used to have when we drank, or when we hanged out with the certain groups, or the, all the fun that those people had for rebelling against God. Do they seem to have fun? Are they laughing and seeming to enjoy themselves? Seemingly, don't they? Do we want to go back to that? Do we want to go back to the slavery we had in sin? God freed us, do we want to go back to it? They wanted to. Remember, their fathers wanted to go back to that. And these people who are ready to enter the promised land need to remember that. We're rebellious. What might happen to us? If we don't follow God's ways, what will it be like for us? You surely are aware of some who were freed from their sin, who went back into it. You know, people who chose to return, chose to, I don't care about God anymore. I want to have fun. I want to do things right. I want to have that meat and cucumber, the melons and all that. You know people like that? Rebellious people. Rebellious against God's ways. We remember what was done for us, we'll be like these people. These that Moses talked to. He wants them to remember. What he wants them to be like, how he wants it to affect their lives as they prepare to go into the promised land. We remember, and we can not want to go back. We can be wanting to stay. And we can look at those who have returned and say, poor people, what a bad decision they made. Bad decision. They return to that slavery. Not good for them at all. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we remember that we're not in control. We don't decide things. That's God who has helped us. that he's the one who's given us the power to have whatever we have. And when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we remember Jesus and the sacrifice that took for him to provide for us his freedom. That's our lesson today, and we'll sing a song then, partake of the Lord's Supper.